Welcome to Refreshing Bread and our new series, The Word of the Week. One word, one story, one action. I am your host, Raul Bota. Today's guest is Sister Teresa Kernke. Sister Teresa is a member of the Congregation of Sisters, Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She has a PhD from the University of Notre Dame in historical systematic theology, philosophical theology, and liturgy. Currently, Sister Teresa is a temporary pastoral associate at St. John the Baptist Romanian Byzantine Catholic Church in Detroit, Michigan. Sister Teresa's word is revenge.
Another word that has come to mind recently as I was going over some syllabi of courses that I taught, I won't say what institution, but at that particular institution, something happened that leads me to reflect on the word revenge, because it was a deep desire on my part to get back at someone for insulting you or hurting you in some way, to do them damage in some way, either their reputation or I would think at this point in my life hurt someone physically, but I certainly could say things to them, and words kill. We know that words can injure. So this is the story. While I was at this institution, four people in this particular department that I was working in, and it was called Word and Worship, it was a liturgical curriculum. Four of us, three priests and myself, put together a course that was foundational in this area. And after we created it, we submitted it to this process, a faculty committee, to approve curricula. And they did. And so it's no longer our own. It belonged to the school. At least that was my understanding and that of most of the faculty. So several years went by, and I hadn't taught the course for a while. But because there was a large influx of students, the dean asked me if I would take a section or two of this particular course. Sure. Well, I soon got an email from a student from a foreign country. Would it be possible for her to see the syllabus ahead of time so that she could begin reading, because English was a second language? So I took the syllabus as it had been taught by this colleague, and I forwarded it to her, and that was that. And a few days later, I received a phone call from my colleagues saying that he was going to report me for stealing intellectual property. The next thing you know, he wrote a letter to the dean, and I had a meeting with the dean. He, the dean, and I, during our conversation, seemed to favor the accuser, and that he, the dean, had checked on the internet, and maybe it was true. And so I said, I will write a letter explaining my position. So I said, when I taught at the University of Notre Dame a fundamental course in theology, we were given a syllabus. We could add or subtract to it, but the syllabus was standard so that every kid who finished at Notre Dame would know who was on first and what was on second. In any case, nothing more came of it because I made my case that, in fact, it was not this person's, my colleague's, intellectual property. Four people had created that syllabus. It had gone through the faculty committee that approved a course, and that the course now belonged to, let's call it, St. Paphnutius Graduate School. But the fact that that colleague had done that to me, that had dragged me through that torturous experience of being falsely accused, I had in my heart a deep desire for revenge. And I began to think about ways in which I could get that revenge by asking a question at a faculty meeting that would deliberately embarrass my colleague. because I knew my colleague would not have the answer to this question. It would make him look ignorant. A couple days later, I went to a meeting. It was an ecumenical meeting, and one of the people there was O.C. Edwards, who was an Anglican Episcopal priest, very famous in the area of homiletics, a great influence in my own helping seminarians with their homilies. He said to me, we were having breakfast, and he said, your eyebrows are not as relaxed as they usually are. And I said, well, I'm really concerned, and I filled him in on what had happened and this accusation, and he looked at me very peacefully, and he said, take all the energy of that revenge and pray for your colleague. Very consciously ask for good things for him. And that's what I've learned to do, because it's part of my personality to want to react that way, but I have learned that rather than acting on that desire to do damage, either verbally or in some other way, I certainly hope I would never strike anybody, but to very consciously think, what does this person need? And ask the Lord to grant that person whatever it is. You might not know what it is that that person needs, but you ask the Lord to grant that person whatever will enable them to grow in Christ, in the relationship to Christ. It has saved me a lot of time in my life, and I am sure that it has spared other people my sin, my desire to get back. Someplace in the writings of St. John, you know, heap coals of fire. When somebody injures you, return love in some way. It might not be kitschy, it might not be gushy, but how is it that you can do what is good, get back at that person by doing what is good for them? It has spared many people, I'm sure, in my life. And it has granted me an awful lot of peace. And I'm grateful to Father O.C. Edwards for his pray for him, he said. Pray for what is good for him. I'm grateful. Other people who have the desire to get back can do the same, to just step back and ask yourself, what is it that this person needs? You might not know what it is. You might think you do. You might think you do and say, that person needs to watch their mouth, you know, but you don't know what they really need. And so I would encourage people to very consciously pray, Lord Jesus, grant so-and-so what they need to grow in their relationship with you so that your love can be manifest in this world that calls for healing. And I think every time I see the word salvation, we should say healing. That's what salva means, healing. For the healing of the world, for healing of the desire for revenge, the healing for the desire to be hateful. You know, heal us from all that. And again, I am grateful to Father O.C. Edwards, because that is what I would encourage people to do when you want to get back at someone. And you know that you're okay. You know that that relationship is all right when you don't want to get back at them anymore in the bad way.
You have listened to Sister Teresa Kernke's Word of the Week, Revenge. Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. If you get inspired by listening to this podcast, we encourage you to like, subscribe, and even partner with us through a financial contribution of any kind at refreshingbread.org. Thank you, and may God bless you abundantly.